This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The conventional wisdom about a lot of Rust Belt cities in this country, and even the shorthand Rust Belt kind of gives it away, right? But the conventional wisdom is that they're done. Their economies are shot, laid low by a steady loss of manufacturing jobs. And the conventional wisdom continues. Voters in those cities and their surroundings are counting on the promises Donald Trump made, that he would get things back to the way they used to be. We've been spending a lot of time in one of those cities, Erie, Pennsylvania, since the election, for a series that we're calling The Big Promise. And while part of that Rust Belt narrative is true in Erie, to be sure, there is more to it than just the same old story, as Marketplace's Rima Kreis reports.
Sean Fedorko stuck around his hometown just long enough to graduate from college. Then he did what a lot of young people from Erie do. He left.
It was a pretty strong narrative of get out, you know, that there wasn't going to be a lot of growth.
Eventually, he wound up in D.C., working part-time in telecommunications policy. After about a year, he was offered a temporary gig back in Erie. He thought he'd go for a few months, see his family, and he could join a co-working space with other young workers.
It seemed obvious, like everywhere would have something that did co-working. I mean, everybody has extra square footage in Erie.
But there were no co-working spaces, and this is a story about startups and entrepreneurs. So you know what happens next.
Probably about half our people are in tech somehow. So Chris here is an animator and designer. Andrew there is a user interface and designer for web.
Fedorko is giving me a tour of his new company, Radius Cowork, Erie's first co-working space. For $200 a month, freelancers and entrepreneurs can get a desk, office equipment, and a community.
So by doing that, they are able to commit their limited financial resources to marketing, to product development, to longevity.
The same goes for Fedorko, who was paying more rent for his one-bedroom apartment in D.C. than he is for this entire co-working space. Radius is part of a growing startup scene in Erie, much of it centered here in this ornate 1920s building, fittingly named the Renaissance Center. Nine floors down in the basement, Tammy Lynn Fox is busy converting a former restaurant into a culinary incubator.
So as you can see, it has that old steakhouse feel.
And that old steakhouse grease still on the walls. The place hasn't been touched in 15 years.
There's some asbestos, but, you know, we're ready to tackle it all.
Fox, who's a caterer, envisions bright tables, cabinets stocked with expensive cookware and equipment people can share.
It's going to create a low-cost space of development for locals that want to open up their own bakery, that want to open up their own cafe.
And up on the 12th floor, more remodeling.
We're still, you know, working on the space, as you can tell. This whole area will
26-year-old Jessica Yoakum is putting in a new studio for her video production company, Menagerie. Like Menage Erie. Get it? She runs it with her husband, Nick Taylor. They've come a long way since they were high school sweethearts making class videos about Shakespeare plays.
You know, there were some elements in there that carried over through the years.
I'd like to think we grew a little bit since then.
They've grown a lot. Since Menagerie opened in 2013, Yoakum and Taylor have hired a third person, launched an internship program, and built a creator studio people can rent.
It's just kind of crazy. I don't think we would have had this level of growth in a short amount of time if we were located somewhere else.
Yoakum was somewhere else, Los Angeles, but she came back to Erie because video production can be done anywhere, and Erie is cheap.
The same year that we started the business, basically, we actually bought our house.
Three bedrooms, one bath, and a yard for less than $40,000. A foreclosure and a bittersweet bargain. Young entrepreneurs like these two say they desperately want to see their hometown rebound. At a recent policy hearing, business leaders met with lawmakers to discuss that very thing. Beth Zimmer heads up the Innovation Collaborative in Erie.
Back in 2010 to 2014, just before all of this got started, we were experiencing about 200 startups per year. In addition to that, we were experiencing 260 company deaths at the same time.
She says that equation is starting to change.
We can feel the vibrancy in the more and more startups coming out of the woodwork.
But Zimmer says the real challenge is creating sustainability. Sean Fedorko, owner of Radius Cowork, has some thoughts on that, and they have very little to do with startups themselves.
If there was no Thai food in the city, no brewery, and nowhere to take my boat, why would I want to live here?
He says tax credits, hiring incentives, they're all great.
But what's even more crucial is making the place you want innovation to occur attractive for people to be.
Because you're going to want a trendy restaurant, a fun bar, a bike trail where you can commune with nature after a long day of building the new Erie. In Erie, Pennsylvania, I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.